Erica, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, look, I know there are blood types. I know that there's like O's and A's and AB's and positives and negatives, but what do they mean?
Well, they're referring to the ABO blood groups and the RH blood group system, and these are markers on the surface of your red cells and sometimes on the other cells in the body, and they're very important for blood group compatibility if someone needs a blood transfusion, but they also can have other functions in the body as well.
What sort of other functions?
Well, some of them are part of the red cell membrane, for example. They're part of the structure of the red cell, and others have important functions. For example, there's one type that a malarial parasite uses to get into the red blood cell. And there are lots of these markers for which we still don't know their function, but it's very interesting trying to find out.
So I was trying to work out how many different types of blood groups there are, because I was thinking, well, there's A positive, all this sort of stuff. My producer's told me there's actually over 30 different blood groups, which I've never heard of.
That is correct. Well, there are 30 named systems, including the ABO and RH, but many more, as you've mentioned. And then there are a whole collection of other markers on the red cells that we've identified because of transfusion compatibility issues, but are not yet organized into systems because we don't know how they work at the molecular level. So it is very complex, but the most important ones in everyday life and health are the ABO and RH system.
Wow, so we're still learning about blood groups. I kind of assumed that was just something we'd put a pin in. We knew all about it.
Well, I think that would take some of the fun away. It is true that there is a lot that we do know, but because the ABO blood groups were discovered in 1900 by Karl Landsteiner, and many people would know that he won the Nobel Prize in medicine for that discovery. But in fact, how the blood groups work, how they're organised, and what they do is a subject of intense research, and we're still learning a lot.
Look, I've heard the terms universal recipient and universal donor. What does that actually mean?
So most people would be familiar with the term universal donor, and that refers to someone whose blood group is group O Rh negative. So that means that they're group O in the ABO system, and that they're RhD or D antigen negative in the rhesus system. And because they don't carry those markers on their red cells, then their red cells can be given to other people, really of nearly any blood type. And that's very helpful in an emergency.
Mm.
And so if there is a life-threatening emergency, find out the blood group of somebody who needs blood, then we typically might give group O negative red cells to that person. And then we can also give group AB plasma as a universal donor plasma. And for the same reason that people who with group AB, they don't carry antibodies in their plasma that could be harmful to a recipient. But it also makes them the most in demand. So if people are group O negative or group AB, then it would be great if they could consider being blood donors for red cells or plasma.
Well, that's some good news too, yeah. Now, do you think people should know more about their blood type? I mean, I know some military people who have their blood group tattooed on them. I even know one extreme sports person who's done the same thing just in case they're ever in an accident. Mm. Should people have a better understanding of what their blood type is, do you think?
Well, I don't think it's necessary for everyday life. In fact, it might be interesting for curiosity purposes, but I don't think it will change people's life. And in an emergency, a hospital will always check a person's blood group if they need a transfusion. And, of course, most of us never need an emergency transfusion. But people may find out their blood type either by being a blood donor or by preparation for procedures such as surgery, and pregnant women will also have their blood type checked early in pregnancy as well. So there might be ways that people might happen to find out their blood group, but I'm not suggesting that people rush out and get that done.
Yeah, and don't rush out and get it tattooed on.
No.
Just, yeah, all right, good.
No.
Good news.
Not necessary.
Erica, you've taught me a hell of a lot about blood. Thank you so much for talking to Breakfast this morning.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.